The field day provided lots of information to attendees, which included farmers, researchers, and ag industry professionals. At the field day, we got to tour countless test plots and learn about the latest varieties and innovations for cotton, peanuts, corn, and soybeans, which are all major crops grown in the South. Irrigation companies were also there and had demonstrations of their newest irrigation systems. Copper theft and water efficiency were some of the problems that they were doing research on and focusing on finding solutions for. The University of Georgia had a research field for cotton weed management, where they're mostly studying the off-target movement of 2,4-D. And the UGA peanut team showed us where they're comparing different peanut varieties that are grown in Georgia. They're mainly looking at the differences between planting peanuts in twin rows or single rows. They told us that with the new varieties of runner peanuts being grown, there isn't much of a difference between single or twin row planting. The day concluded with an aerial application demonstration, which showed some of the new technologies available to get better accuracy when spraying from airplanes. The Sunbelt Ag Expo Field Day provided an exciting sneak peek of what to expect at the Ag Expo in the fall, so mark your calendars for October 20th through 22nd. For Southeast AgNet, I'm Brianna Bullard.